I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is my banter buddy on the business, Matt Bellany. And Matt, David Zaslav, as you know, did a prolonged Goodwill tour before taking over at the helm of what is now Warner Brothers Discovery. You know, he had run Discovery before. It really would be considered an outsider normally in Hollywood, just running a cable channel with, you know, unscripted stuff in it that is not considered highbrow or not even necessarily middlebrow. And you know, people were really wanting him to come in and salvage Warner Brothers, which is the storied legacy studio and had been through this terrible time with AT&T. But the challenges are many, and he is an outsider, and it's starting to show.
Yeah, it's starting to show at the studio. And I think they're sort of, when you talk to people around Hollywood, the bloom is sort of off that rose. I think people are really, they have a bad taste in their mouth about some of these early moves. And it's not just the layoffs, although the layoffs that are going on company-wide are a big deal. But I think people recognize this is a guy who has 50-something million dollars of debt at this company. He's promised to save $3 billion in cost cuts. So there are going to be cost cuts and layoffs. But there have been some bizarre moves at the studio. This past week, they greenlit this weird Robert De Niro movie where he plays two characters, and this was a Zaslav greenlight, not a traditional, you know, head of the studio greenlight. And, you know, they had this whole fallout over the Batgirl movie where he trashed that movie and said that they're not going to release it. They'd rather get a tax write-off than release a DC movie as planned. And that, you know, financially speaking, that may make sense. But to the creative community, that is hugely controversial. For person after person I talked to said they can't remember a time where a studio head did something like this, just said, you know what, we're going to cut bait and get a tax rebate rather than release the movie.
Yeah, there are arguments to be made for why. I mean, the movie apparently is not great. And, you know, a lot of people are commenting who haven't seen it. And I feel like it's a little funny. Like, you know, you haven't seen the movie. Do you really want them to release a Batgirl movie that's bad just because it exists? On the other hand, it was fronted by a Latina actress for the first time. And, you know, it's a bad look when you're greenlighting a movie with Barry Levinson, who's like 80, Robert De Niro, who's 78, and both old white men. And then you're taking the young Latina out of the game. You know, it's, I don't know how you could get rid of that movie without just offending people. And a lot of people are making surmise that somehow it was good. I just want to be clear. I don't necessarily think that's true. I think it's a no-win. He's got a lot of no-wins. He's got no win at DC, where he's claiming that he has this plan, but he doesn't have a Kevin Feige, who's running Marvel, to execute whatever the plan is or isn't, and it's unclear. And DC is a really valuable thing, and they've never been able to get that right. And with all the drama around it, I don't even know who would want to come in and try to run that thing.
Yeah, and as you have reported, I mean, the current head of DC, Walter Hamada, he actually threatened to quit over the Batgirl situation. And he was essentially talked into staying through at least the release of this next DC movie, Black Adam. And that's not great for Zaslav. You've got this guy who's, it's now out there that he tried to leave the job and was convinced to stay. This is such an important piece of the Warner strategy, getting DC right. And, you know, Zaslav announced unprompted on the earnings call this past couple of weeks that they're going to have a 10-year plan for DC. And that was news to a lot of people at DC because they already have a plan that they've been executing on. And I guess this means they're going to have another new plan. And that's a very difficult thing in the movie business. These movies don't just appear. It is a years-long strategy. It takes years to get these movies into a, you know, flight pattern where they're coming once every 6-8 months. And to change course is a big, big deal at Warner's.
Yeah, Zaslav clearly wasn't happy with what has been. He's got a big problem on his hands with The Flash, with Ezra Miller, who's been in all kinds of problems. They've got a year to get that sort of straightened out. That's, you know, big, big PR headache. So I will just say, I don't know who even wants to run DC. So we'll see what happens. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, a founding partner of Puck News. He joins me this afternoon at 2:30 and 6 p.m. on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.